Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Government launches revamped Overseas Citizen of India portal, making it more user-friendly. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says new OCI portal marks a major step forward in boosting citizen-friendly digital governance. Senior NCP leader Chhagan Bhujbal to be inducted into Maharashtra cabinet today. IMD issues orange alert for heavy rainfall in Karnataka during the next 2 days. US President Donald Trump says Russia and Ukraine to start immediate and direct negotiations for ceasefire and possible end to war. An inaugural edition of Khelo India Beach Games begins with a colourful opening ceremony at Ghogla Beach in Diu. Prime Minister describes it a watershed moment in the country's sporting history. And now the news in detail. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launched the new Overseas Citizen of India OCI portal in New Delhi yesterday. The new portal will provide enhanced functionality, advanced security, and a user-friendly experience for the existing over 5 million OCI cardholders and new users. On this occasion, the Home Minister said that India is continuously striving to provide world-class immigration facilities to the OCI cardholder. He said that the revamped OCI portal with an updated user interface has been launched to simplify the registration process for overseas citizens. According to Home Ministry, the existing OCI services portal was developed in 2013 and is currently operational in over 180 Indian missions abroad as well as 12 foreigners' regional registration offices, processing approximately 2,000 applications per day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also lauded the launch of the new OCI portal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that with enhanced features and improved functionality, the new portal marks a major step forward in boosting citizen-friendly digital governance. Senior Nationalist Congress Party NCP leader Chhagan Bhujbal will be inducted into Maharashtra cabinet today. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will administer him the oath of office in secrecy at 10 a.m. at Raj Bhavan in Mumbai. We have more from our correspondent.
In a major development in Maharashtra politics, veteran OBC leader and one of the most experienced politicians, NCP leader Chhagan Bhujbal will take oath as a cabinet minister today. Bhujbal could be given the Food, Civil Supplies and Consumer Protection Ministry, a department that he had handled earlier. The swearing-in comes ahead of the monsoon session of the legislature. From NCP, there is one vacancy in the ministry, as earlier this year, Dhananjay Munde had to resign in the wake of public outrage after his close aide was arrested in an extortion and murder case. Bhavna, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has appreciated the Netherlands for strong condemnation of the Pahalgam attack and support for zero tolerance against terrorism. Dr. Jayashankar's remarks came as he held discussions with his Dutch counterpart Kasper Welkamp in The Hague yesterday. The External Affairs Minister is on a six-day visit to the Netherlands, Denmark and Germany. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said he had wide-ranging discussions on deepening our bilateral partnership and engagement with the EU and exchange views on the global situation in an era of multipolarity. Besides the foreign minister, he also met strategic experts with discussions focused on deeper engagement between India and the Netherlands. India's ambassador to Israel, J.P. Singh, has said that it is high time that Islamabad hands over chiefs of Pakistan-based global Islamist terror organizations Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed to India. In an interview with Israel's TV channel, Mr. Singh highlighted that these Pakistani outfits have been involved in innumerable terror attacks on India, including the heinous April 22nd Pahalgam attack in Jammu and Kashmir.
The two main groups which are involved in cross-border terrorism from Pakistan are Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed. And they have been creating problem over the past 2-3 decades to us. The ceasefire is still holding on, but we have made it very clear that this Operation Sindoor, it's paused. It's not yet over. So our fight against terrorism will continue. We have set a new normal. And the new normal is that we will follow an offensive strategy. Wherever terrorists are, we have to kill those terrorists and we have to destroy their terrorist infrastructure.
As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News is presenting a special series. Today we remember the valor of Paramveer Chakra awardee Naib Subedar Bana Singh during Operation Meghdoot in 1987.
A native of Jammu district, Naib Subedar Bana Singh, was enrolled in 8th Jammu and Kashmir Light Infantry in January 1969. During June 1987, 8th Jammu and Kashmir Light Infantry was deployed in Siachen area. It was discovered that a large number of Pakistani infiltrators had intruded into the area. The ejection of these infiltrators was necessary and a special task force was constituted for the purpose. Naib Subedar Bana Singh volunteered to join the task force. The Pak intrusion had taken place at a height of 6,500 meters. Their position was virtually an impregnable glacier fortress with ice walls 457 meters high on either side. Naib Subedar Bana Singh led his men through an extremely difficult and hazardous route with courage and leadership. The task force crawled and closed in on the adversary. Lobbing hand grenades, charging with bayonet and moving from trench to trench, Naib Subedar Bana Singh cleared the post of all intruders. He inspired the team by his indomitable courage and leadership. For conspicuous gallantry and leadership under most adverse conditions, Naib Subedar Bana Singh was awarded Parambir Chakra. The nation salutes his bravery. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 25th of May. It will be the 122nd episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 23rd of this month. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the NewsOn AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert warning for Karnataka to predict very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall during the next 2 days. IMD has also issued a red alert warning for Karnataka and adjoining areas during the next 3 days. Talking to media, senior scientist in IMD R.K. Jenamani said that Mumbai will also receive moderate to heavy rainfall from tomorrow.
Today we have updated the orange color warning for Karnataka, particularly for 20 and 21. So we have updated to red color, be it in north interior Karnataka, south interior Karnataka and coastal Karnataka. So we have given red color warning for extremely heavy rainfall for mainly coastal Karnataka and interior Karnataka. And adjoining area like Ghat area of Tamil Nadu, North Tamil Nadu, Rayalaseema, we have given very heavy rainfall. Also, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra likely to get very heavy to extremely heavy on 29th or 21 to 22nd. Mumbai will also receive moderate to heavy rainfall from 21st onward.
Meanwhile, 6 people have died in different parts of Jharkhand due to heavy rain, thunderstorms and lightning. 3 deaths were reported from Meral village in Garhwa district, 2 from Ramgarh district and 1 from Hazaribagh district. The Met Department has forecast heavy rain and thundershowers in several parts of the state starting tomorrow and continuing for the next 2 days. Rain continues to lash Bengaluru city, with civic agencies working round the clock to drain out water, flooding roads and houses. The city received over 25 mm rainfall during night. Chief Minister Siddaramaiah and Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar held a meeting with the senior officials of Municipal Corporation yesterday evening to take stock of the situation. We have more from our correspondent.
Bengaluru continues to suffer due to heavy showers as low-lying areas in the city were submerged in water. Boats and tractors were used to rescue people from flooded areas. Due to long, winding traffic jams, the companies have provided the option of working from home to their employees. There are 166 vulnerable localities identified that are facing the onslaught of rain fury, and flood prevention works are being carried out here. Minister D.K. Shukumar has said the traffic police have identified 132 spots that are flooded. He said a sum of 2,000 crore was being spent on taking up stormwater drains in the city and the problem of flooding will be resolved. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
The ongoing Chardham Yatra in Uttarakhand is witnessing an overwhelming influx of pilgrims. Since the sacred pilgrimage began on April 30th, over 1 million devotees have visited the holy shrines of Badrinath, Kedarnath, Gangotri and Yamunotri within just 20 days. According to official data, around 4 lakh pilgrims have visited Kedarnath, 2 lakh pilgrims have reached Badrinath and more than 3 lakh 65,000 paid obeisance at Gangotri and Yamunotri combined. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that Russia and Ukraine will begin direct negotiations for a ceasefire and a possible end to the war following a two-hour phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Trump said the conversation was positive and both sides are ready to talk.
My little conversation with a nice gentleman named Vladimir Putin. Actually, we had a good talk, and I think that progress is being made. 5,000 young soldiers are being killed every single week on average, and we're trying to stop it. It's a bloodbath. Satellite pictures that are so bad in this day and age, we're living a horrible thing that's going on, and we're doing the best we can.
President Putin confirmed that Moscow is prepared to work with Ukraine on a potential peace agreement, stating that the talks are on the right track. He emphasized the need to identify the most effective pathways to achieving peace amid the ongoing conflict. In a statement, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Ukraine is ready to hold peace talks with Russia in Turkey, Switzerland, or the Vatican. The inaugural edition of Khelo India Beach Games, KIBG, began at Gogla Beach in Diu last evening. Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia formally declared the games open at a colourful ceremony. The opening ceremony showcased India's rich diversity through traditional dance forms. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Mandavia reiterated India's commitment to become a sporting superpower by 2047.
नया भारत का नवयुवान आज फिट इंडिया के द्वारा फिट इंडिया के माध्यम से वो फिट रहने की कोशिश कर रहा है स्पोर्ट्स को जीवन मंत्र बना रहा है वो खेलता भी है वो खिलता भी है और इसलिए अब अंतर्राष्ट्रीय खेलों में आज हमारे नौजवान युवा एथलीट भारत का तिरंगा झंडा लेके चिना तान के मैदान में उतरते हैं मेडल लाते हैं
Over 1,350 athletes from over 30 states and union territories will compete in the KIBG. Athletes will compete across six medal sports, football, volleyball, sepak takraw, kabaddi, penkak silat and open water swimming. Mallakhambh and tug of war are the two non-medal demonstration disciplines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi described the inaugural Khelo India Beach Games as a watershed moment in the country's sporting history. He said the vibrant energy of sports goes beyond entertainment and has become a transformative force, symbolizing national pride and aspirations of our youth. In the Indian Premier League cricket, Lucknow Supergiants have been eliminated from playoffs race as they lost to Sunrisers Hyderabad by 6 wickets in Lucknow last night. Chasing a target of 206 runs, Sunrisers Hyderabad made 206 for the loss of 4 wickets in 18.2 overs. Today, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Rajasthan Royals at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Nishit. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri's statement of non-involvement of United States in ceasefire talks have been carried out prominently by all leading dailies. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says farmers will get due share of water from Indus River, according to the Hindu. Key sites under security review after Operation Sindoor, headlines the Tribune. Pakistan targeted Golden Temple while all drones and missiles were shot down, says Army, is the top story in the Indian Express. Putin Zelensky to begin peace talks immediately, according to Trump, says a report in Hindustan Times. Supreme Court dismisses telco's plea for AGR waiver, is the headlines in Business Standard. And finally, ex-US President Joe Biden diagnosed with prostate cancer, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government launches revamped Overseas Citizen of India portal, making it more user-friendly. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says new OCI portal marks a major step forward in boosting citizen-friendly digital governance. Senior NCP leader Chhagan Bhujbal to be inducted into Maharashtra cabinet today. IMD issues orange alerts for heavy rainfall in Karnataka during the next 2 days. US President Donald Trump says Russia and Ukraine to start immediate and direct negotiations for ceasefire and possible end to war. An inaugural edition of Khelo India Beach Games begins with a colourful opening ceremony at Gogla Beach in Diu. Prime Minister describes it a watershed moment in the country's sporting history. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.